So I'm talking with this woman who's absolutely beautiful, and she's like, you know, that's exactly what she said. I'm like, baby, you're speaking my language. Those noises I love to hear coming out of a woman's mouth. You know, she might have been choking, but I was turned on. So luckily I put it in, and it knocked whatever was choking her out of her mouth, and then she filed a restraining order on me. Best sex ever. That's so stupid. So fucking stupid. So I'm talking with her, and she's like, ooh, you should think of me more often. I'm like, oh, that's hot, man. She's hot. She's like, wants me to think about her. And then the next thing out of her mouth is she was like, man, I was at the gym today, and there's this chick with sweaty vag. And I'm like, what? What? You want me to think of you? And then your next movement is talking about sweaty vag. Yeah, I'm always going to think about you now, because you're always going to be the sweaty vag lady. You know what's weird? You know what's weird is when you have people who want to be groupies. Like, I've never had that before. Only recently have I noticed that, because I'm like, dur, 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 dur. Somebody's like, hey, baby, I want to take my pants off. And I'm like, just a second, I ain't done yet. Dur, 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 dur. Huh. But the thing is, most of the people that want to be groupies aren't the kind of people you want to have as groupies. They're the kind of people who are like, I just went down on three guys in a barn and a horse. Yeah, I want to go down on you now while the frog watches. And you're like, what? That's not maybe. No. I don't want no fucking horse diseases. No, I don't want to be like, I got hoof and mouth disease because I fucked some giant slut. Nah, I think not. Maybe a little. Probably not. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time. Sometimes I just have a hard time in my pants. I'm like, whoa, where'd you come from? And Mr. Boner's like, I came from Boner Town on the Boner Express. And that's my opening line at a bar, and the lady walks away, and Mr. Boner's like, I'm a sad boner now, Droopy McGee. What I was going to say is sometimes I have a hard time, most of the time I have a hard time on Facebook when people post stuff not writing inappropriate things. I would think most of us do. Like, the other day I saw someone post a picture of their baby, and I wanted to, you know, I was like, oh, my new baby, my pride and joy, I wanted to write on, that baby looks like a dick sucker. High five, Paul. Yeah, you showed that baby. You know, somebody else is like, I got a new job today. I want to write on there, where the dick sucking factory? And then somebody else is like, oh, my grandma passed away today. And then I'm thinking, oh, I want to write, did she die from choking on too many dicks that she sucked? And somewhere right now, somebody's watching this like, hey, my grandma died from sucking too many dicks too soon. I'm sorry. I miss your grandma, too. I should probably not put that in a video. I'm like, give me a gum job. Take those teeth out, grandma. I'm going all night long. Mr. Boner's like, oh, yes, I'm done. Mr. Boner, you're making me look bad. I'm leaving on the Boner Express now, Paul. I'm leaving you with flimpy skinkins. No, not flimpy skinkins. I'm weak and flimpy. And then your grandma has to hold me while I cry myself to sleep. Oh, God, I need a shrink. It already shrunk. Oh. You know what? I like music. Do you like music? That's a dumbass question to ask. Because everybody likes music. But you know what? Sometimes you look at, like, dating profiles online and somebody will write that. I like music. Oh, really? Do you now? You like music. Do you like other things like eating or possibly breathing? Don't write that to them because they're going to think you're threatening them. Do you like to breathe? I did. Don't hurt me. Do you want to go out later? If you ever go on a dating site and you look at profiles, most of them, they're the same. They'll have something like that. I like music. I like having fun. Wow, you like having fun. Me too. What are the odds of that? The other 99% of the people on Earth don't like having fun. Wow, we got that in common. We're going to make it. I saw one once where a woman wrote, I don't like mean people. I was glad she wrote that, though, because then I knew not to say hi. You know, you can't trust humans. They'll steal from you, they'll take from you, they'll lie to you, they'll bullshit you. They're deceitful. Now, I don't know if animals are. I don't know, maybe like if you're a dolphin trainer at SeaWorld, you walk up to the dolphins, you're like, hey, dolphins, do I look good in this wetsuit? Yeah, you look the best, man. You look awesome. Oh, thanks. Yeah, if we need another Shamu. What was that? Nothing. I just said you look good. And Shamu's like, Shamu even still alive? Somewhere Shamu is watching this and there's a tear coming down his face. Oh, I've reached the point in my career where people wonder if I'm still alive. Oh, and people will cheat on each other too. Now, I don't know if animals cheat on each other. They say some animals mate for life. I mean, who watches that? Is there some, like, guy in the bushes who's like, it's been 25 years. Louis the swan has been very loyal to his wife. Oh, no, temptation. Louis, avoid it. Avoid it, Louis. No, no. Stay loyal to your wife. Somebody watching this is going to be like, swans don't live that long. Fuck you. People don't ever fucking grow up, you know that? When you're a kid, you look up to your parents. Well, some people do. Unless your parents are very tiny. If they're Lilliputians, you would not. But you look up to your parents and you think, oh, they got their shit together. And then you become an adult and you realize, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Come on, it can't just be me. It can't just be me. I get confused a lot. I'm like, where am I? Is this really my life? Is this my beautiful wife? Is this my beautiful car? And then she's like, get the fuck out of my house! I'm like, my wife's a bitch. I'm not your wife! You sound like a shrew. God created the world in 6 days. And then he had to put up with thousands of years of people whining. God, I need help! God, the boy I like doesn't like me! God, I stubbed my toe! God, I'm really good at sex. God, I'm really bad at sex. How would you like to be like that? If you're like God and you're just doing your stuff in the universe and you hear, oh God, and you're like, oh shit, they need me. And then you show up, you're like, oh no, it's fat people having sex. Maybe he's like, oh yeah, that's why I made people.